Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. 5:07, a couple of hours away, maybe Tennessee, on the clock. From the 2025 draft in Green Bay, the Saints with the ninth pick, first top 10 pick since 2008, then three picks tomorrow. In this hour, Saints Executive VP, General Manager Mickey Loomis, and Saints Head Coach Kellen Moore. And we begin with a familiar face and name, Doug Nussmeier, the offensive coordinator. I'm unfortunately one of the oldest guys here, thus I covered you when you played for the Saints back in the day. Welcome back, first off. Good to see you again. You've been with Kellen a while, certainly quarterbacks coach, Dallas, Chargers, Philly. Your responsibilities now with him and your role as, you know, the offensive coordinator, even the passing, quarterbacks coach, what does those responsibilities look like? How does his job change?
Yeah, well, you know, Kellen and I, like you said, have had a long past, so we've worked together. So I have a really good understanding of how he wants things done. And, you know, really, since we've gotten here, the biggest goal is to get the staff on the same page, and we have had a lot of familiarity with guys on the staff that we worked with in the past. So really, you know, right now our focus is to get everybody on the same page. Obviously, you know, with Kellen being the head coach, he's going to get pulled in all different directions with his responsibilities in other areas. So my job really is to set the table for him, so to say.
Coach, when you talk about just from an offensive philosophy, you can approach it a lot of different ways, whether we're attacking it through the air, whether we're attacking it on the ground, or we call ourselves balance. And I say we call ourselves balance, but, you know, it's really how can I win a game? What's your approach to getting guys ready when I talk from an offensive philosophy? Is it teaching the overall picture, which most can grasp? Or is it, hey, this is specific for, you know, that play, that player, because they may not grab the whole picture?
It's a great question. I think the biggest thing is, like, the stage we're in right now is to give the guys a picture of the system from a big vision standpoint, right? And then, you know, as you go through these off-season workouts and OTAs and into training camp, we're figuring out who our team is, who our personnel is. And like you said, then you become into looking at guys' specific skill sets and, okay, we have this player that maybe doesn't fit all our plays, but he has this package that we can use. So I think that's a big thing, you know, and I think it's one of the things that, you know, as you look at Kellen's success as a coordinator, you know, in all different ways. And last year we leaned heavily into the run because as we looked into our team and you look at the front we had and the back we had and the ability.
That's a smart move, by the way. Yeah. Well done.
Well, you know, and then don't forget we still had AJ and Devontae outside. So when they decided to put those guys in there to stop it, you know, Jalen was going to find those guys. But, you know, finding the identity of your team, to me, the players shape the system more than the system shaping the players.
And, Coach, I guess, you know, from that aspect, how much do you lean on a quarterback and, you know, whether we have an experienced guy or some younger guys that like you have in the room now, how much do I lean on that quarterback to say, hey, these are the two plays that I'm giving you, but I'm giving you options as well based off that look, based off the call. You know, I may have a run it for you, but this is what you have.
Sure. You know, that's a big part of our system, too. The quarterback's got to be a part of, you know, getting us in the right plays and us giving him the ability to use his toolbox to get himself into advantageous looks. And then, you know, you want to have, with, you know, those breather plays where, like you say, a run, where, hey, I know I'm just snapping the ball and handing off here. So there's that fine line. A lot of it has to do with the quarterback, and you've got to figure out the things that your quarterback does well.
Terminology much different. You think about this team with Sean Payton, Carmichael, Clint Kubiak. You know, you want them to be out there to just X you. Don't think. If they have to think, that millisecond is too much. Is the terminology much different than what this offense has been used to?
You know, it's a good thing and a bad thing, but Kellen and I have had experience to that in the last couple of years, bouncing to different teams. And I think the biggest thing is when you get there is trying to take a look at what they've done before, how they've called things, terminologies. Is there things that fit with how we want to do things that we can carry over for the players? And then also trying to keep, if we have a word that means something and it meant something opposite the year before. You don't want to do that to the players. So that's a big part of building the system, and that's what we've been doing over the last couple of months here as an offensive staff, is looking at, okay, what was it? Where do we want to go with it? How do we make this mesh? How do we make it make sense for the players?
Yeah, until you get in a situation where Zebra, you know, depending on what style of offense, Zebra's three receivers. Now you just call 11, you know, and so, hey, now it's still three receivers. And so what's the easiest or best way for me to be able to give the players something that they understand quickly? And like Mike said, we're not spending 5 seconds of the play clock because I'm fussing over Zebra 11, 12, or jumbo package.
Sure. And, you know, that's one of the things in our system we've tried to do over time is really look at verbiage. How can we eliminate verbiage and make the play calls smaller, those type of things, so we can play faster? Because like you said, you don't want to waste time. We want to play fast. We want to attack on offense. We want to be aggressive.
I do have one for you, Coach, when you talk about just being aggressive from an offensive philosophy and standpoint. Looking at the draft and looking how the position has changed, you know, and a lot of coaches, and they're turning the music on me, so I have to shorten my question up. You know, whether I have an athletic quarterback or an athletic team, my system has to marry that. And so how deep will you guys get into, this isn't really my offense, but this works for my team? Now I say not my offense. This isn't what I really maybe would run traditionally, but this is what I have from a player standpoint.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll take us through the last two experiences we've had together, Kellen. And you're in L.A. with Justin Herbert, who plays the game totally different at the quarterback position than Jalen Hurts does. So, you know, when you look at every position, and it has to be every position. You can't just look at the quarterback. You got to like, hey, what is our running back? What are his best runs? What routes do our receivers run the best? Hey, what's, you know, are we going to have to help a certain offensive lineman here? Hey, feel really good about this guy being one-on-one and pass pro. There's those type of things. You got to go through the whole system, and that's what you're trying to evaluate this time of year.
Doug Nussmeier, you know him, he's Garrett's dad.
Exactly.
Best of luck. Welcome home, and have a great 3 days. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.